What's up, everyone? Thank you for tuning in again. And you know, top 2 out of 10 video yesterday, no views, top 2 out of 10 of mine. So I'm fucking killing it, you know, absolutely killing it. Dating was kind of interesting to me this week because I thought about it a little bit. Dating is such a fucked up thing in like the Western world. Like, everybody's ashamed of everything they do, it seems like. It's either you sort of get, it feels like you either sort of get lucky and you're born with it, like the urge to just get in a relationship, or you don't even know. And that's how it feels. Like, that person, that position is like, it's easy. You just do this, and then you get there. And the other one's like, what the fuck are you talking about? And it's funny too, because like a lot of those people where it's easy, they suck. They suck. They're like miserable people because they've not worked on the other parts of their lives. But the relationship they can get, they can end up dating someone, and someone very attractive, but they suck as a human being. And it's very interesting to me. That just that, like, for example, I saw someone on my TikTok, right? And you know, TikTok's interesting because it's something that is so absurd. It's literally like the purest form of absurdity, but at the same time, it's like the common mentality of young people, of like the generation coming up, right? So you can sort of get a good blend of things in it. And there was one I saw where it was really funny, actually. The dude was pouring water on the girl's head, and she turned, she's like, I told you not to do that. And she's like all upset. So then I go to his account, because I'm like, oh, you know, what's going on in their relationship? Because it was funny. And the fucking dude, I went to go follow him. TikTok goes, hey, be careful, the user has violated community guidelines. Which, to be fair, if they went purely off the words I've used on this podcast, TikTok would do the same thing. But it's interesting to me that guy who seems like TikTok's like, hey, this guy's kind of a cunt. You kind of want to watch out for him. And that guy's in the relationship with this gorgeous girl. Like, the girl was just gorgeous. Like, like, there's not another word. Like, she's like that level of beautiful. I was called gorgeous recently. Not to fucking brag or anything, but I was called gorgeous. And I'm like, what part of me is gorgeous? Because I've never been heard that before. I like hearing a compliment that I've never heard. Gorgeous was one of them. So thank you, the girl who called me gorgeous. I'm like, really? Gorgeous. That's a strong word for a guy, you know? She's like, trust me. Okay, I'll trust you. She was pretty, but she's not, you know, not wifing her up, be honest. Not doing it. But it's interesting that those people can be such fuckers and know like what a good relationship is. And a lot of people can figure out their lives so well, but don't know how to complete the other half, which is a relationship, you know? And then the other people complete the other half, but don't know their own half. Like, they suck at their own half. And they're like shitty people to be around. Like, a lot of people in a relationship just are really shitty people to be around. Like, I'm sure that couple, I'm sure she's very sweet and he just sucks. This is what it seems like, I'll be honest. But it makes me think, like, it makes me so curious. I want to know what a healthy relationship is before I go in. It's something I always do. I want to know what I want in a relationship before I go into a relationship. I want to know what I want in a job before I pursue a job for the next 20 fucking years, right? I want, like, that's how my mind works. I want to know what I want before I go. And that seems, I think everybody should do that, right? And in a relationship, I don't want to just fucking. I don't want to be. It's the same reason why, like, I don't go to the beach and say, hey, can I play? Can I do a round of volleyball? Because I don't want them to look at me and go, sure. Like, they're doing it out of, like, I guess. Yeah, yeah, come on. Like, I don't want them to do it in their own mind, but they're like, oh my God, that'd be great. Like, I don't want to be a burden to the team. That's sort of my mindset. Like, that's the biggest thing to me. I don't want to be a burden to the fucking team where everybody's like, ugh, it was a good day, but this fucking guy. And the problem probably is because I grew up in New York in a high school where you were a burden for the most part. Like, you were constantly fighting being a burden to everybody. Like, I went to school being called fat, and the first, hey, good morning, man, what's going on? You're fat. And I would need to be like, no, I'm not, actually, because, and you wouldn't have anything, and you'd just be like, no, I'm not. And then they would laugh. And I was fat. I was very fat. But it was like that with soccer, you know? And I did it to other people. I don't want to pretend like it was just me. Like, I would be like, okay, who the fuck is this? There's this Jewish kid with the fucking yarmulke. And he was, like, the only kid who was like that. And who was part of that sort of tribe of Judaism. And he would come out and play with us. And he would just stand out. He would just be, like, the one kid on the team. The one Jewish kid. We're like, what is this guy doing on our team, man? What is this fucking dude doing? And it's New York, so you can imagine the words we used, but like, what is this guy doing? Good for him for fucking playing with us, you know, in hindsight, you know, like, he just stood up for what he wanted and was out there with us. But he was fighting being a burden. Everybody was fighting being a burden. It was either like, you're an asset or you're a liability. It was always that. There was no just like, hey, look at Jagger. He's a person and we're friends with him. Let's put him on our... That didn't exist. I have to forget. I have to remember sometimes that not every high school is like my high school. Like, my high school was like predator-prey almost. Not to an extreme, but like socially it was. Not like physically too much. I got into like a couple fights, but emotionally it was like, yeah, now you suck. You're okay. And you'd be like, why do I suck? Fuck you. And it'd be like that. And so my thought coming into playing volleyball is like, well, I don't want to be a burden. I don't want to be that guy who's like, yeah, sure, we'll have this guy on our team. We'll do it. Or even worse, it's like, all right, you can be on our team. Like, one of those, like, because I'm not a volleyball player, you know? You know those people I'm talking about, you know, that join your team and then you're like, what the fuck is this guy doing? You know? Or even, yeah, it's just funny, man. So I don't really have an urge to go out there and just be that guy. Some people need to be that guy. That's like the center of attention for everyone. I like it for my friends, but not for strangers. I'm just like, hey, do your thing, man. I don't need to get involved here. Do your thing. You know, most people suck too at the end of the day. Like, I can't say that actually, because if they're playing volleyball, they're actually probably good people. I'm getting way off track though. The point of dating, right, is like, she called me gorgeous, which is interesting. And I think that a lot of guys go to girls because I think it's sex is sort of like a universal thing. Everybody wants to have sex. Guys genuinely, like, I think they're pretty much ready for it. You know, like, it's like sex, 30 minutes later, ready for sex again. And maybe you can go 3 times in one day, but even if you do it with, like, you need to do it with, like, multiple girls, really. Like, most girls wouldn't want to do 3 times a day, fucking 7 days a week, right? So actually most guys wouldn't want that either. Point is though, guys want sex, right? Like if a girl was ready right now, I'd be like, all right, come over. Once I'm done this podcast, of course. Because this is what matters most, is the people, right? Boys before, you know, and the girls who listen to this. There will be eventually a crowd of people. Yeah, I think... it's just... that guys generally have that desire. And I think girls do too, but I think guys have the will to pursue it. And I think that's why it makes sense. Right? Like a guy is willing to put himself out there to have sex. And the girl, she wants, and I think this is, you know, I think this is the intention, I guess, right? So you walk up to the girl and you just like, hey, how are you? Whatever. Behind your mind, you're like, let's see how I can work with this girl. Let's see how I can start getting to the point of sex. I genuinely, like, I'm starting to think that that's actually the intent behind it. And it doesn't necessarily need to be in your mind. You're like, sex, sex, sex. No, but you can feel in your body that's what this is leading to. Right? That's what this interaction is leading to. You feel it. You don't need to like think it, but you feel it. And it comes in like this attraction. And the girl on the other side, on the other hand, is feels the same thing, right? But she's hesitant because she's interested in you, but she's hesitant because she knows that it matters so much to her, right? Like it actually matters to her a lot. And that's why she's more hesitant. She's like, should I give this to you? And you as a guy have to go, here are the reasons you should give it to me. And then she has to eventually go, okay, yeah, I think this is the right decision here. And that's sort of the relate. That's the back and forth. That's the flirting, right? That's why a lot of guys have a tough time when girls approach guys. If it's not subtle, right? Like a nice subtle approach would be amazing. Guys would like that. But like a too aggressive an approach, a guy's like, yeah, we kind of like you to have something sacred. We like the sex to be sort of sacred. Like, I don't automatically deserve it. Right? I do think I deserve it. But I want... Actually, that's interesting too, right? Maybe I don't automatically deserve it because I want to know you're worth it. So you need to prove to me that you're worth it. And it's a dance. It's not like I don't think it's a mathematical formula. I think it's a dance. I think it's a play. It's like dance, there's not like step here, like a good dance is someone just grooving, someone just doing the dance, someone just fucking doing whatever, the WAP or whatever they do. But it's not like strict choreography. Strict choreography can be dope, but it has to be fluent. It has to flow. It has to work. And it's this back and forth between, I think, the two, the guy and the girl, to get to a point where they both feel comfortable having sex. The guy wants it, and the girl is sort of hesitant. Hesitant, I think, is the right word. Because I think she is basically the lock that you need to unlock. So it's not necessarily that she doesn't want to be opened. It's just that you need to find how to open it. You need to get there. And as long as you enjoy it, then I think it works. Right? But a girl, I think that's too open, I don't think you enjoy it. A girl that like an easy box to open, I don't think you really care about, you know. You're like, okay. Like, there's nothing, like, I almost think the challenge, in a way, can show the worth of the girl and show the worth of pursuing her, right? Like, if she is... Yeah, I just think, like, if she's too easy, then you're just like, man, what am I doing? What are we doing here? Why is it like just, is it just done at the end of the day? Not that that's a bad thing, but it's like, I think there is something to that. I think, like, the two can be attracted to each other, but I think the more there's a dance, I think the better the relationship is. The more there's a dance of, like, sex and the intent, but then, like, let's work with each other, let's date, and then let's, and then you, maybe you get to a point of, like, that's the only treasure. I want to be the only one with that treasure, right? Because you're the key. I want to be the only key to that treasure. Because I think it's that valuable of a thing. And that's, I think, what it sort of is. It's like, she's the treasure and you are the key that opens it. And she looks and she says, I will allow you to open my treasure. I will allow you to be a part of it. And then you go, sweet. And a lot of people, man, they go in, go out. Thanks. And then they dip. They say, I did it. But she doesn't want that. She wants someone to be able to understand her worth as well. Right? And a guy that stays with her does. You are valuable enough that I want to only be with you and I want to be the only key for you. And the guy is in the same way, wants to say, I want treasure. Right? I want treasure. I want it. I want it. I don't want to just keep searching forever. Some guys do. Some guys just want to dip. And some girls just want a guy that's like, he saw my worth and he left. But that's not the majority. And that's honestly what I don't think most people want. I think people want that sort of relationship for girls to show their treasure, to show their value, and for guys to be able to understand that value. I mean, I just think that's human nature, right? And so the thing with those, like, little fuckers that end up in a relationship early, it seems like they understand the value of them, of the girl. And it's just innate. It's just like a thing that they have. They have it, and they know it, and they pursue it. It's a talent, almost. Maybe it was taught. Maybe it was a talent. Obviously for me, it was neither. It could have been a talent. Maybe I could have been born with it, but I definitely was not taught what it was. I think we're all born with it. Just some people just send it, you know? But they do it. Then they see her value, and she appreciates that he sees her value, and so they stay together. But he sucks. He sucks as a key. He sucks as someone who's, he doesn't truly understand her value. Here's the problem. He doesn't understand his own sort of worth, right? Like, he doesn't understand what he's bringing to it. Like, that's the thing, is like, he instinctually knows it, I think, but he doesn't tell her, like, he doesn't show her, he doesn't tell her, like, you are the thing. Like, you are outstandingly beautiful or whatever. I just think he's like, hey, love, you want to come over here and have a few bevs tonight? We can shag in my bed and we can have a good time. And you're just like, you piece of shit. You not realize the situation you're in right now with this girl. You don't realize how fucking lucky you are, you little fucker. So follow me. My link tree's below, down below. This episode's been kind of, a little crazy. But thank you for listening. This whole week's been fucking weird. The more consistent I can get, the better. Yeah, the more consistent I am, the better. I'm going to have a few short stories coming out soon. So keep on the lookout for that. I'll post about it, but follow all my social medias. It's just Jagger Coppin, but they're all on my link tree. All my content's on there. Check out my YouTube. So this is also a video podcast. And remember, don't let those little fuckers take your girl. You know? Pursue her. And it's okay to want sex at the end of the day. I think it's okay. I think it's fine. Don't be upset. Don't worry. Go fuck.